People ask us, well, why do you hold so close to the Bible? Why are you holding to the Bible? Why are you obeying the Bible? Why are you teaching the Bible? Well, there's a simple answer. The simple answer is, we're teaching the Bible because the Word of God says, the Word of God, Jesus said, we live by every word out of the mouth of God.
Hello?
Can I help you today, sir? Would you like a gospel card?
No, I just wonder why you're talking so loud.
Actually, they were just playing their music on an amplifier. Why don't you go talk to them while they're playing their music? No, I'm standing on a public sidewalk preaching. Are they trying to overpower me?
I just don't understand why you have the right to be so loud.
Jesus said, lift up your voice. They're using an amp. I'm using an amp. Go talk to them. And when they stop using theirs and they don't play it no longer, I won't use mine. Until then, I'm just going to preach the gospel. So Jesus, unless you repent, sir, you're going to lose your soul. He came into the world to seek and save the lost. And people wonder why we cling to the word of God. Well, in Matthew 4:4, Jesus said, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. And I love it in the scriptures. My master says, it is written a lot. In fact, he said it to Satan. It is written. And so it's written so that we can know it. There's a record of it. And guess what? You're going to be judged by it. And so it's written. You have to repent and conform your life to the Word of God. And if you know of one sin, maybe it's pride, maybe it's false religion, maybe it's lust or greed or hate. One sin is going to put you outside the kingdom of God. It says so in the Bible. Genesis, one sin put Adam and Eve out of the garden. One sin killed two priests in Leviticus 10 as they did strange fire. That's strange worship. That's going on all over in the churches in America. Strange fire, that means worshiping God their way, not God's way. Christmas and Easter are representations of that. One sin killed Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5 after grace had come. That's in the Bible. You ought to open it and see that grace doesn't protect you from judgment when you're on the opposite side of judgment. Grace is an umbrella to protect you from the judgment of God. But guess what, folks? Like an umbrella, you got to be under the umbrella to get the effects of the protection and the eligibility of the grace and under the umbrella. Otherwise, you get soaking wet. If you're not under the umbrella, you're going to be judged. So a lot of the false gospel in America is faith alone, grace alone, easy believism. We're all going to heaven because we believe what we believe. That just isn't true. Jesus said there's a narrow path to eternal life, but broad is the road to destruction. Jesus said, few there be that find it. A puny few, that means. Let's talk about few. How many got on the ark? Out of maybe a million people or more, how many got on the ark? 8. Let's talk about how many came out of Sodom and Gomorrah. 3. 4 tried and 1 couldn't make it because she looked backwards. That's an archetype of sin looking back. Jesus said no one looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Luke 9:62. Let's see. How many men in Israel, stiff-necked, rebellious, stubborn, sinful Israel, how many men... That's right, Sister Amon. Sister Amon knows the answer. How many men were spared to get to go into the Holy Land out of 600,000? 2. Joshua and Caleb. Moses didn't even get to go into the Holy Land. Guess why? He didn't strike the rock exactly the way God told him. And God said, because you didn't hearken to me and you disobeyed me, I'm going to not allow you to enter into the Holy Land. The Holy Land is a mark and a symbol of the things of God, the kingdom of God. And so Moses wasn't allowed to enter into the Holy Land because of sin. So what sin is going to keep you out? Adults and their foolishness. Grown people that should know better in their wickedness. The pagan ways of the American culture just shines through, and God's wrath is coming for that. But the good news is you all can repent. I had to. I'm no better than you, but I am different and changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. And unless you're different and changed, you're going to be sent into weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus warned over and over, his parables warned over and over about the weeping and gnashing of teeth that's coming. The man that took the invitation to the wedding supper, he showed up, but he didn't prepare himself in any way. He showed up for the wedding supper and he gets thrown into outer darkness. That's going to be you living your own way, doing your church systems, but you're going to be thrown out because you're not prepared by the Spirit and the Word and the ways of God. We don't work our way to heaven, but we definitely do. Works is definitely part of our eternal life because it proves the fruit of our tree. We're at a produce place here. What's the fruit of your life, neighbor? Is it worldliness and sin and carnality? Or is the fruit of your life righteousness, goodness, truth, peace, love, joy, holiness? What is the fruit of your life? That's what we would ask you. And in Matthew 22, it says, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, mark, and strength. I always like to tell my neighbor, good talking to you folks, we love you. Let me know I can help you. Email me sometime, we'll Bible study. I like to tell my neighbor, if you didn't wake up to serve God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength today, you're actually practicing idolatry. I know it well. I was an idolater for 45 years of my life, but I came to myself like a prodigal son, and I had to repent, and I had to leave the religious systems. I had to leave the ways of the world. I had to leave every false way to seek after. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question, sir?
Yeah.
You're a Christian.
Yep.
I see that you have a Vietnam hat on, and you probably served there. I'm not here to judge you for your service, but I have a question.
I didn't have to kill anybody.
Okay, that's fine. I have a question. Is everything we're supposed to do as Christians supposed to be glorifying to God?
Absolutely.
Well, how does war and killing that Jesus didn't ordain? God ordained killing in the Old Testament, I know.
Oh, yeah.
But how about Vietnam that God didn't ordain?
I read the Bible.
And lifting it up. How does that glorify God?
Pardon me?
How does that glorify God?
What, war?
Yeah, that he didn't ordain. Did Jesus say we should go kill people or fight against people or do anything against people like that?
Nope.
Okay, so is that glorifying to God if you're claiming to be a Christian? That's the American church system. They've linked with patriotism. Did you know patriotism is sin and idolatry? There's no nation God is really honoring and looking over but Israel.
No,
your pastors are deceiving you.
I'm a patriotic.
That's what I mean. That's sin and pride, sir. That's going to be an abomination before God. If your heart was really transformed by the gospel and the shed blood of Jesus, you would know the difference between war and peace, truth and lies, man-made religion versus the truth of God. And I would encourage you, go a lot deeper. If you take a gospel card, I actually have a 10-point test that will help you.
I'll take it.
Yeah, and I'd love to hear from you. I'm glad you talked to me. I love you. I care for your soul. We're not here to cause trouble, but the gospel always does cause trouble. They killed Jesus. It killed Paul and Peter and John and the prophets. And so if you go along with the world, so many people will walk up to you and say, thank you for your service. But really, you're asking them to thank you for that which was a sinful practice. Ponder that.
Yeah.
It's not God, Jesus did not ordain war. Did you know America went to war?
You know, it was either this or sit in a federal prison.
Jesus said, lose your life for me. So did you know America? Do you know what America went to war for and killed hundreds of thousands of people for?
Well, you
a 3% tax.
You know what Jesus flooded the earth for?
God's righteousness for sin.
Yep.
But see, that's God doing it. He owns the world. We don't. America went to war for a 3% tax and killed hundreds of thousands of people. Does that sound like it's founded on Jesus?
No.
I preach at Mount Rushmore and people hate this. Thomas Jefferson cut the words of Jesus out of his Bible. He was an antichrist type. He didn't even think Jesus was God. Yet they lift him up in America. George Washington was a deist. Do you know what that is?
Nope.
Kind of like my father, who wasn't a believer, used to think aliens planted us here and left. A deist believes God created us but left and doesn't care about us and doesn't care about what goes on. George Washington was a Masonic heretic. Thomas Jefferson was an antichrist. Really test your patriotism and find out if you really have been born of the blood of Jesus. And my website will help you. Email me sometime.
Okay.
Go much deeper, sir.
I will.
I love you. Thank you for this talk. Appreciate it. So there you go right there.
I mean, that's how I won, like,
it's why we come here. There's people that have ears to hear and will common sense reason about the truth of God. There's people that know the difference between righteousness and sin.
So that's a glorifying good thing, and why we come and stand against the mockers, the police, and everyone, because it's glorious and righteous to do so, and we're commanded to go and lift up our voices and preach the gospel.